Thank you very much. I'm always glad to have the opportunity to share my thoughts with the young people of this nation, recognizing fully well that each one of you within range of my voice this afternoon is the sum total of your own life's experiences and the stimuli to which you have been exposed. I don't expect anyone to agree with everything I say or everything that I do, and I hope vice versa. We've learned to do our own thing in our own way. Having said that much, let us talk about the politics of the future, which I like to call the politics of humanism. This year of the bicentennial has added political significance, since this year the American voting public will have the opportunity to determine the future of the Republic once again when voters go to the polls in November. But while the national election has been the focal point of a great deal of debate and discussion throughout this country, and while the choices between the two most prominent alternatives are very clear, there is a growing mood evidenced outside the nation's capital that is decidedly anti-Washington, anti-government, and anti-politics. And the result of those feelings, according to the polls, is that for the first time in the history of the country, possibly less than one half of the eligible voting population may sit out this election, making the active decision not to vote. And those of us in Washington who are involved on a day-to-day basis with the political process are necessarily concerned with the voluntary disenfranchisement and disaffection of the American electorate. The pollsters and the political pundits have attributed many reasons for the expected lack of voter participation, but at the root of this voter apathy is, in my opinion, a much deeper abiding feeling that our government has failed its people and has undermined those democratic principles upon which our country was built. I have the opportunity to travel a great deal throughout this nation, and on such occasions, I always enjoy dialoguing with young people, taking their political pulse on the issues which confront all of us as a society. And I would just like to talk with all of you today about some of those observations and some of my experiences in the political arena, and give you some of my predictions about the direction we are going in during this decade and beyond.